/50.
Join us for one of the largest coin and currency shows in the Midwest to now include a jewelry and heirloom auction today, tomorrow, and Saturday at the St. Charles Convention Center. Free admittance, free parking. Visit scoins.com for complete information.
Hey, you think you know pizza? Well, Vito's Sicilian Pizzeria and Ristorante has the best pizza in St. Louis. Who says? Our customers do. Vito's is located on Lindell at Grand. Check us out at vitosstl.com or order a fresh pizza right now by calling 534-VITO.
Purchase a qualifying Lennox home comfort system from Scott Lee Heating by November 30th and get a rebate up to $1,375. Call Scott Lee Heating and make your appointment today.
Talk radio. Where they speak of nothing but politics and health tips. Thank goodness for the large morning show in the afternoon.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show. On in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Come on, Bart. Remember what Vince Lombardi said. If you lose, you're out of the family.
Homer!
Oh!
So, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
What debate? What's this debate people are talking about?
I don't know.
Anything about it? Anybody know anything about it?
No.
Tina, you know what they're talking about?
I don't.
We're going to have to start paying more attention. Apparently there was a debate last night. No, I watched it.
I watched every minute of it.
No comment, but I watched it. Good afternoon and welcome to the October 4th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We have an
10-4, good buddy.
That's right.
Oh, I see what you did.
See me talk.
I see what you did.
Good buddy day.
It's good buddy day, 10-4 day. We have an announcement concerning the show coming later. And we don't talk about things like the debate, but you can. You're more than welcome. We don't screen calls. You call here, you give us a first name. You want to talk about it, talk about it. We're not going to get into an argument, but I will tell you what we're talking about off the air before we came on. And I think it's worth thinking about. Now, these people are not like us. Romney, President Obama, they're not like us. They have a different makeup. They have the ability to not be nervous when we would be petrified. They have an ability to perform on their feet under fire that we don't have. They're not really human, not normal, like normal humans. So my question was, what if last night was an hour and a half, and it was a pretty stark setting? Would you agree? Just a riser and a couple of podiums and no fancy background graphics. It just, you know, simple.
What was the deal? Before you get in, well, I'll let you do your thing.
No, go ahead.
What was the deal with Jim Lehrer? I heard so much about him that he lost control night or whatever.
He died an hour before the debate.
Oh.
And they went ahead and propped him up anyway. He'd been dead for about an hour.
Because everybody was expecting him to do a really good job.
If
right?
you're the moderator, you need to be in control. And when a person's time is up, I don't care if you're the president of the United States or the opponent, Time's up.
So he wasn't in control. Going.
He yeah. just let them keep going.
What did he keep saying? Time's up, and they kept talking?
Yeah, and he let them walk over him. He let them be rude to him. At one point, President Obama says, when Lehrer said, your time's up, he said, when you told me my time was up, I had 5 more seconds. That's what the president said.
Whoa.
So then Jim Lehrer sort of went, okay. And then President Obama went on for about 40 seconds, not 5 seconds. And then Romney a couple of times just steamrolled right over.
So why even have a moderator?
So Jim Lehrer needed to say, I'm sorry, but time is up.
Yeah. They should have where the microphone turns off. They could do that.
Or do what they do on the award show, start playing music. Da 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 da. You know, time for you to walk off now.
One time Romney said, because the president said something, and then Jim Lehrer started on to another question, and Romney goes, no, I have to respond to that.
guess what? I don't fault Romney.
No.
I don't fault President Obama. If you can manipulate the moderator, then do it. If he's that weak and you can, you know, roll over him, then you're going to take that opportunity.
You need to have like Vince McMahon be the moderator, moderator or something. Or
now, what if one of the two of them, and this is very, very, I think, this is a possibility under these types of circumstances. Do you have that, sound? What if one of them, their stomachs, started making this noise? And we've all been in a situation where where we've been standing somewhere.
You try to release some gas, and there's
and a shart happens. What if that had happened? Now, I mean, first of all, let's say you're the guy it's happening to, and you hear down in your stomach, maybe you're the only one that can hear it, but you know this is not good.
A bubbling crude.
Do you raise your hand and go, excuse me, Jim, I have to rush right now. I have to get to a toilet.
I think it would be great if you just step to the side of your podium and just drop your pants right on the stage. Just let it.
This is what I think about
you. Let it go. Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to do
you
that.
You know that if I were under that kind of stress, I would ask, here's the setup I would ask for. Podiums. But you sit behind the podium on an actual toilet. The audience can't see that you're sitting on a toilet. Now you're prepared. They just see like you're seated like a news anchor.
Cut these taxes!
but now you're prepared.
Yeah.
If you get the cramps and gurgles, you are, to the audience, seated at a news-type desk. They don't see that your pants are down, and you're on a working toilet. And now if you have a problem, you just carry on.
Yeah, I think they're both pretty used to being under pressure, especially President Obama. He's had 4 years to be under pressure.
Yeah, but, you know, I 50 million people watching? The average person, I think you just, it's like deer in the headlights. Once the camera came on, you'd just be thinking, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but don't you think they like it? They're probably like, look at me.
They drive under it, yeah.
But I think about things like that. I think about cramps and gurgles, and I think because
vomit?
Well, yeah. I read where Mitt Romney and his family had barbecue, and I forgot what else it was, just before the debate. The family had. It was barbecue and something else.
Huh.
Now, what if you got a hold of a bad piece of something, and just about the time it took to get the debate started, it had settled in and starts to not agree with you? And you know that feeling of, it's trying to come up. And again,
yeah, and you're belching. And
what the heck if that happened? That would be a great debate.
Oh,
that
yeah.
really would.
That would be the because only I thing that would make
me
watch.
I think
watch.
The person puking or pooping would win because out of sympathy. I think people go, how humiliating, how embarrassing. I feel so bad for him. I think I'll vote for him because he has diarrhea. Now, we've all been somewhere, and it's usually a situation where you're having to stand when that hits. Mm. If you can sit down, you can sort of put a cap to it.
I've had it on my bike. Had to pull over in the middle of a field.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
You.
Because a bike seat is not enough to contain. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
if you could plop down in a real seat, you can kind of ride it.
I hope Angela's not listening. Well, I think I told this story before, but yeah, she was rollerblading one time in Forest Park, and she had something hit her, and she had to find a bush and just
unload.
Yeah, yes. Luckily, I had a couple napkins in my little pouch.
Oh, that's the worst. Say, you have nothing. Leaves.
Yeah. That's not good.
Hard to do the butt scooting boogie.
I've never had to do that.
Never had to do what?
Go outside where it's hit me somewhere where I'm out in the outside somewhere.
Well, do you do a lot of outdoorsy stuff?
No. Maybe that's it.
You know that I only had to do it once outside, but I was in a boat, and I was in a fishing boat by myself.
Over the edge?
Yes.
Did you?
And I
just launched it.
I hung it over the edge of the boat. And just blew it out in the water.
Like a fountain?
And fish swam for their lives.
Wow.
Fish just
they were probably wanting to eat it.
Yeah. Oh, and then you caught them and ate them.
Yeah.
They're probably like down there going.
Well, yeah, because aren't catfish bottom feeders? They eat all that.
It was in Canada, and we had like three boats, and the other guys were back at the camp. And I thought, I'm just going to go out by myself and fish a little bit. And I got out there, and boy, it hit me. And I knew I wouldn't make it back. So, you know, there's nobody else out there. I just sort of over the side of the boat. But I know I've never done what Tina said, where you literally pull off the road, run into the woods. I've never had to do that.
I've had a couple accidents, you know, and.
But you know there's stuff we don't know.
In your pants. You have
that these presidents. You know that people who know the inside stories have some stories about the president, whoever the president was at the time, in a limo, gets the cramps and gurgles. Secret Service now has to alter the plans. Code Brown. Eagle has Code Brown. Now they have to make arrangements to pull off somewhere.
Pull into that
station. Do you pull into a Quick Trip or something with, you know, six black Suburbans and the Cadillac armored car?
Yeah,
you run in, grab the manager. The president has diarrhea. Clear this place right now.
That's my favorite part on The American President with Michael Douglas when he stops to get flowers.
Yes.
For Sydney.
That's a great movie. We can take your calls if you want to talk about it. We're not political. We're not going to argue with you. You can say, speak your piece if you want to, or anything else, and then we'll get moving. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. We start with Dale. Hello, Dale. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. You know, y'all just, I can't believe that you made a comment like that, and the guys just let you go on it without making the joke. You know, Frank, if they're up there on the podium, sitting at the toilet, right there behind it, you know what we'd all see, don't you? That they're all just really full of crap, right?
Well, yeah. That's too easy. that's too easy.
My feeling is the diarrhea would just be what comes out of their mouths all the time as well. So.
Okay. Hey, and you know, Frank, just one more thing while I got your line. Load them up.
Okay, hang on. All right. Go.
All right. Gentleman goes back to school after about 20 years, and he's taken standard classes in college. You know, he's got a math class, English class, but they've got him signed up for logic. So he goes to his logic professor, and he says, I don't really understand
what logic is. And then the punchline is something I don't want to say right now because it'll ruin the joke that I want to tell pretty soon. But it's basically, do you have a dog? Do you have a fence in your yard? And boom, boom, boom. Well, that means I know the joke. I'm going to shoot you. Yeah, it's a great joke.
You got it. All right, thank you.
I'm sorry to do that, but it's been almost a year since we told that joke, and I want to tell it pretty soon. And if I had let him give away the punchline, then there's one less joke we have to tell. This should be Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Hey.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm sitting here finishing up my daily work for the day and listening to your describing the gurgles, and I'm not interested in hearing that right now because about an hour and a half, I'm going to have to start a prep for tomorrow's test.
Colonoscopy? Is it colonoscopy?
Yes.
Have you done it before?
No, first time.
Okay, let me tell you two things. It is so nothing. I mean, it's just so easy.
Except for the drink.
The worst part, and it's not that bad, is what you're about to experience in about an hour or
two. But doesn't that feel good, though, to...
No.
No.
It's just,
no.
The, it's just the stuff
no.
you have to drink.
No.
Just,
no.
You the start taste kind of gagging.
No, it's not just the taste. It never feels good to sit down and...
I
never
sometimes
feels good.
It does.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
it
feel,
does sometimes.
You feel
like cleaned out.
But yeah. if I remember, Steve, that whole process is over in a couple of hours. And
that's
you'll,
what you're telling me.
You'll hit it about eight times in 2 hours, and then you're done. There's nothing left. And the colonoscopy part is the easiest thing you will ever do.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
You're looking forward to
it?
They're looking
forward.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have said that.
No, looking forward to being knocked out.
I'm with you. I love to be put out.
Oh, me
and
too.
And a lot that's of people think that's
feeling.
Crazy. They go, well, you know, sometimes people die. Well, okay, sometimes people die if they walk across the street or they drive a car. I love anesthesia.
That's the best sleep I ever get is that sleep where you're watching TV or something, and the next thing you know, you're out cold.
You know what? That Michael Jackson thing, if I could get a doctor to do that and get away with that, I'd have that propofol bag in my bed every night. That's the greatest sleep there is.
That's good stuff.
It is good stuff. You'll be fine.
Now the problem is this prep that I'm using, you take half of it tonight and then the next half tomorrow morning. So I have to go through it again.
No, they didn't. Mine wasn't that way.
Yeah, mine either.
They just gave me X amount, and my job was to consume it. If I could do it all at once, do it all at once.
Yeah.
And I swallowed it, and I did it in about 3 or 4 rounds, you know.
Be able to mix it with something so it doesn't taste
yeah,
as bad?
Yeah, you can.
I think
vodka.
Yeah.
Vodka, there you go.
It's like a cherry flavor. It's not horrible. It's really not horrible. You'll be all right.
All right.
All right, Steve.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. The old colonoscopy. Hello, Craig. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to talk to you today.
Nice to talk to you.
I'm always AM and the PM.
Oh, thank you. What's up?
I wanted to thank you for bringing up the debates because I've had the radio on all day and my TV also, and no one else has mentioned a word about them.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Wow.
It's just so unbelievable.
Not a word. Yeah.
But
not
we're covering
word.
The important parts, the only, like diarrhea and
nobody
vomit.
Else has covered what would happen if somebody got the cramps and gurgles. We take a whole different approach to talking about
the important
debates.
Issues.
Yeah.
Maybe they take podium and modium.
Oh, well, that's good. That's very good.
Well,
today you decide to get funny.
Before they happened.
I'm sorry?
Nobody brought them up, the debates, before they happened. So, you know,
oh,
you would never have known they were going to happen because no one else said a word about them.
Well, that's our job.
You sense the sarcasm in my voice.
Sure. Sure. That's
yeah, I mean, it's like all debates all the time. And I don't think very many people really care.
I disagree when people say they don't matter. I think they do. Especially, they don't matter if nothing happens and they're just flat and nobody wins, nobody loses. But I think it can make a difference.
And there is a way to not listen to any of it. I haven't listened to anybody talking about it before. I didn't watch it last night. There is a way to avoid it. So,
well, no, they are important. I agree. I agree that they are important. It's just so odd that every show, like your station, for example.
No, I know what you're saying.
All the way back to George Norrie last night, he never talks politics, and even he was talking about the debates. It's like, whoa, that's unusual.
Now, the only way, and you know this, the only time we talk about any of this is if we put some juvenile twist to it. We're not about to get serious in our analysis of the debate.
Yeah, I was looking forward to your show because I thought, oh, finally, they won't make the whole show about the debates.
Nope.
Because enough has been said.
It won't be.
And you're not doing that, and I'm bad. Because I'm talking about the debate.
almost more than we have, yeah.
And by the way, what is your big announcement?
It's coming.
Oh, my goodness, when?
Can't tell you. That's how we keep you listening.
You're retiring.
Let me check. Not yet.
Oh.
No.
Not yet. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Okay, Craig.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Maybe I'll change. Maybe I will make that.
Two announcements?
Your new announcement.
I'll just add that to the other announcement. This should be Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, I didn't ask you how you're
doing.
Good,
Jerry.
I just said hello, Jerry.
Hey, I called about one thing, but you guys brought up something else I wanted to hit on real quick. You were talking about the colonoscopy.
Well, we weren't. The guy that called was.
Okay. Well, you talked about when you got yours.
I did when I got it, yeah.
Okay. anyway.
No, you asked for it.
The night before I had to take two pills, and the next day I had to drink a gallon of stuff to prep for mine. And I quit keeping count after 50 times of going to the restroom.
50?
50.
Oh, man, I counted 8.
I bet your butt was burning.
Did you drink a gallon of
that
stuff?
Yes, a gallon of that, yes.
And then a bottle of citrate, magnesium, or whatever that stuff was?
No, I had 1 gallon of stuff, no pills, 8 times to the pot, and I was done.
The prep was the worst part in the world. But anyway, I called about the debate. Did you guys think that the mediator, did you think he had control of that debate, or do you think they kind of
We just said he had absolutely no control at all, but that's his own fault.
Okay, do you think that maybe they ought to have a 2 buttons up there for him to press when he says their time's up?
Yes.
And they try and run over him? He hits a button and cuts their mic off.
Absolutely.
Oh, it should just be linked to a stopwatch just as soon as the clock.
And there's a chime or a bell, bing, and if you keep talking, you get embarrassed because you're told to be quiet.
I was thinking, where's Tim Russert?
He's dead.
Yeah.
I know. You know what?
He is.
That's where he is.
Yeah, we got to run. Thank you, Jerry.
All right, bye.
Wonder if John Londoff watched the debate. We don't really care because we're not going to talk about it too much anyway. Other people want to talk about it. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. Frank, how are you?
Great.
You sound good.
Well, did you watch it?
Wow.
You sound really good.
Did you watch it?
No.
Okay.
We were flying back. We were out of town for a couple of days. So we were just flying back in town, and I'd say the only part that we caught just walking by cameras was how the two wives shook hands and exchanged pleasantries.
When you flew back last night, were you in first class or were you in coach?
No, I was.
No what?
Private jet.
We flew Southwest. It's all of our airlines are the ones we have left here in St. Louis. But I'm going to tell you one thing. They absolutely get you in and get you out.
Were you toward the front of the plane or the back of the plane? Which half?
We always go online and print our boarding passes out early. So
okay, were you sitting toward the front or the back?
In the middle. Neither. In the middle.
Get to the back.
Why?
Well, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Discovery Channel. Paul Harris had these guys on this morning. Great interview. They crash a 727. And they crash it by remote control. They fly just before that, actual pilots fly it in to the ground in the desert. And one of the things they reveal is the absolute safest place to be and the best chance of survival is the back end of the plane. The farther back you can go, the better your chances of survival. The people who are going to die are up front. Pilot, co-pilot, first class people. Boom, gone.
Survival. I tell you, it's really not something that I talk about or think about.
Well, I do.
You know, but I'm thinking if it's a water crash.
I'm not thinking about crashing. I'm thinking about getting to where I'm going or getting home. I do this.
You can't say do-do.
Wow. In the plane?
Don't ever do that here.
We're just talking about that.
Is poo-poo one word or two?
He said do-do. He didn't say poo-poo.
I didn't say poo-poo. I said do-do.
I did get the cramps and gurgles.
What I do is as I'm walking on the plane, I knock on the on that side twice for a little double good luck. But that's it. I've never...
Oh, I do that too. Tap the door right by
Unless
the door.
Unless I misheard, he said, "I do do on the plane."
Yes,
that's what John
he
said.
Did.
So you must be a nervous flyer.
No, I'm not at all a nervous flyer.
Okay,
not nervous at all.
Okay.
You know, I tell you what. You know, I'm not good sitting for long. Period.
Why?
Hard. I've got too much energy. I'm going to move around. I'm going to go do.
I'm like that too.
I'd like to be like that.
You don't have any energy?
I have no energy.
You can. But are you like just?
I'm lazy. I'm lazy, and I'm a slug.
Frank's been known to fall asleep on the plane.
I can sleep. I sleep on a plane before it even takes off.
Yeah,
before it leaves the runway, I'm asleep.
Oh, I wish I could do that. I don't know.
I can't. Me either.
No, man, I'm gone.
I mean, I'm twisting and turning. It's just like, get me out of here, you know? And I'm not nervous. I'm ready to get going. But no, it was – I haven't really – I've been too busy today to – check up on the debate, but what have you heard so far?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what I've heard, because if I tell you what I've heard, then listeners will take from that I'm somehow sort of taking sides. I watched it. I found it very, a lot more interesting than I thought it would be. It wasn't as flat as I thought it would be, and I was pleasantly surprised. We'll put it that way. So where did you come back from?
We're out in California.
Wow. Long flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Business or pleasure?
Both. Both. A little marketing trip and some pleasure. It was fun. Nice trip. A lot of fun.
Being kind of vague.
Yeah.
We were
in Napa, California. It's one of the most beautiful pieces of this country, and it's just gorgeous. Flying into San Francisco, which, you know, for a major market city, it's just so different than Chicago.
I can't stand San Francisco.
All three of those are great cities, and they're also vastly different. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't like San Francisco. I've been to San Francisco one time. If I never go back, it'll be okay.
You're kidding me, really?
No, I didn't like it at all.
Mimi and I just love it. I could spend several days there and just... There's so much to see.
Well, you're in good shape. People who aren't in good shape hate San Francisco because every street's like up and down, hills, up and down. You got to climb these hills. Holy cow, I was exhausted.
Have you ever heard they have they've had these around for like, I think, over 100 years?
Trolley cars?
Yeah.
I rode a couple of those.
And the
Napa thing, I did that one time. If I never do that again, it'll be okay because to me, I don't know anything about wineries. I don't know anything about grapes. I don't know anything about fermentation, the barrels, the storage.
Well, all you have to do is ask questions. They'll tell you.
And they'll all tell you the exact same thing. Every winery you go to, it's kind of the same story. So if you hit one, you kind of hit them all.
Well, not really. I mean, so much depends on the weather. So much depends on, you know, the vine. So much depends on the grape. And just right now is harvest time, you know, and it's the first time I've ever been there. And you can smell grapes being harvested. They harvest at nighttime when it's cool, and then they start processing everything during the day. And I mean, these people work. I mean, they work hard.
Hey, Johnny, did you see that movie Sideways? All about the wine tasting and all that?
No.
No?
I have a better movie now that you've been to Napa. Bottle Shock. Get that movie.
Bottle Shock.
It is the story of how the California vineyards and the California wines finally got the international recognition they deserve. It's a great story, true story.
But do you know that I think a great percentage of all the vines were ripped out of the ground during Prohibition, which sent us back in our California winemaking 20 to 30 years.
Well, he's like
it's all aged and everything. Wow.
And there's a lot of stuff around.
You are a wine connoisseur.
And you know that there's a wine called Silver Oak. It's probably
yes.
So many. And the barrels are made out of Missouri oak.
Listen to him.
He was paying attention.
He was.
You know, hey, you know.
You know what I did at a winery, and my wife was really embarrassed. When you go to these tasting rooms, they have that thing where you spit out. You know, you take a taste, and then you spit it, and everybody kind of spits into this thing. When the guy who was conducting the tasting thing looked away, I raised that up to my mouth and set it down and went, that's pretty good. And he had a look like, I cannot believe you just drank everybody else's spit out wine. It was funny.
Okay, that's gross.
It's funny.
That is so gross. You know, when I'm there, I kind of laugh at those. I'm like, what are these? I know what they're for. I said, what are these for? Well, that's your dumping. Dump what? They said, well, the wine. I said, hold it. I'm paying for this stuff. I'm paying to taste.
Yeah, I don't want
to
spit it out.
What in the heck would I want to toss it out?
Oh, that's goofy.
And so, you know, we just finally got to the point where we're like, okay, I'm not a big Chardonnay or you know, oaky Chardonnay white. I like red wines. You know, I really like red wines. And so I'm like, well, can we just do the red wine tasting? Even if you double up. And they're like, no, you really need to try one of our Chardonnays. So when we're tasting, you know, Mimi won't drink a lot of white wine, and if it's in the really good red wine, then yeah, then I'm like trying to pull it out of her hand. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I like this. I'm finishing it, because a lot of times she'll take a sip or two, then she'll hand it to me, and so I'm drinking mine and hers. So I'm a little goofy after about 2 hours of wine tasting.
Yeah, I do remember that part. you hit six or eight wineries. It doesn't seem like much, but you've actually had a lot more than you realize to drink.
Oh, you have. That's why you have to have a driver or some form of transportation. You know, you don't want to be driving around out there.
No.
After visiting two or three wineries.
By the way, when you were gone, your truck guy, Sappho, he was in your office.
Yeah.
He's rifling through your stuff. He came on the air, and he says, hey, look here. And he's telling us what all he's finding in your drawers and stuff.
He said, hey, this chair fits like a glove.
We went online and listened.
Yeah.
We were in this big, kind of a VIP room, and the card members or club members at Cake Bread. This is funny, and she's listening, okay? You know, she's beautiful. But Dennis Cake Bread coming in, the owner of the winery, okay, the winery, his family, and he introduces himself. He's comes to St. Louis a couple of times a year at Annie Guns, and they sell a lot of his wines there. And he goes, we're just talking, and Mimi goes, so how long have you been with the winery? Which is a great question. He goes, 40 years since I opened it. I'm like, Meme, honey, it's Dennis Cake Bread. He's the owner. But this guy sat down with us for half an hour talking to us. Just, he's from St. Louis. I love St. Louis. I love some of the restaurants in St. Louis. I just, you know, it's been a big supporter of ours for the longest time. And that was pretty cool. But Meme wanted to know how long he was with the winery.
It almost makes it sound like you think she said something stupid.
Yeah.
It's not stupid at all. It was really cute.
Oh, it was cute.
It was cute.
Okay.
That's how he covers.
Like her. That was cute.
Okay. I misheard it.
She just told me
good
to
cover.
Shut up.
Now, Sappho, and these guys heard it. I said, where are you? He said, I'm in the boss's office. And then he starts reading checkbook balances. It was awkward.
I think he had his feet up in your desk.
Yeah, he did. Like, I think this chair fits me better than
thing.
John.
He would not mess up. You wanted him to mess things up on my desk, go through my drawers, dump my drawers out. I was listening.
Well, you were listening to the internet feed. That's a different show.
Yeah.
It is not.
We do
two
different broadcasts.
Same show.
We have somebody that imitates Jim
Sappho. Same show, and it was funny. We're in this room, and we are just laughing out loud. I mean, it was just, he did a great job, and you're really funny.
I will tell you that before we went on the air, when we had him on hold, and this wouldn't have gone out over the air, he said off the air before we went on, he said, you know, the one thing that I won't talk about, he says, I've got my feet up on John's desk, and I just stepped in a big pile of dog doo-doo outside the dealership.
Yeah. And I had chili for lunch, so I'm passing gas in his chair.
6 foot six, Jimmy Sappho would never say dog doo-doo.
I didn't want to use the word
my
he
desk.
Used. We need to sell, so what do you want to sell?
We're going
to
sell everything. We're selling Silverado pickup trucks, $10,000 off. Any cab, any crew cab, $10,000. Huh? Unbelievable. The Chevy Cruze for $15,900. And a couple of used car specials from Mark Thornton. These are some Majani and Mark specials. 2009 Suburban LTZ, a white diamond.
Ooh.
Loaded up, LTZ, white diamond.
That's
exterior.
Pretty.
38.9.
Stop it.
No. And the previous owner, Mark Thornton, the pre-owned manager, he and his lovely wife, Christy, they just traded in for a new Suburban a few days ago.
Oh, it's probably taken care of better than
service.
Anybody's car then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's in excellent condition. And here, a little sports car, 2006 Ford Mustang GT, automatic, convertible, GT convertible, 06 for only $12,900.
That's a good deal.
And Mark's putting this out. He goes, he'll even buy dinner for the couple that buys the Suburban.
Nice little extra touch.
Where?
Huh? Unbelievable.
Well, where dinner? Where? There's a big difference in dinner one place and dinner in another place.
White Castle's.
Yeah.
Tony's. White Castle. Where?
That the buyer can pick anywhere they want to go.
Now you're talking.
Wow.
People.
Now you're talking.
How about that? So we're open till about 6:30 tonight. If you want to come in, we'll be here late. We had an unbelievable month in September, so thank you very much to all your great listeners. How does Jim Sappho say AM and the PM? He says AM.
Well, he messed it up. He said AM and PM.
AM and PM.
Yeah, he was nervous.
Hey, did you hear him imitate you?
No, I didn't remember him imitating me.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, did he? Yeah, Billy and Lot.
It was awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You kidding me?
We tried to get him to stop.
Frank, is it?
Give us a phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. LONDOFF. Londoff.com. And Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit.
See, he says Washington. He put an R in there.
Yes.
Washington?
Washington. We're going to
say. How do you say aluminum?
Aluminum. Just like you did. Aluminum. Just like you did.
No, you said it. You say it funny.
No, I don't. I know. I've never said aluminum funny. Aluminum.
Yeah, that's funny.
Wow.
What?
Still got some of that wine in this.
He's drunk. He's still drunk.
No, I am not.
Yeah, he brought some wine back into his desk right now. We have to go, but we'll send them to you.
And everyone drive safe out there.
You too.
Bye.
All right, see you. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm calling him out on something. He texts while he drives.
Boy.
I saw it. Ooh. I saw it with my own eyes. In the car with him. He's texting.
Man.
I said, I bet you tell your boys not to do that. He said, I do. I said, look at you. You're doing it. I'm going to stop it. You know why? Because we care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want him alive. We want him alive. I don't want to have to start doing commercials for the car dealer with yellow teeth.
Mm-mm.
Okay? We'll be back. Big Five. You know who it is. Figure it out. Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at traffic, here is Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Hey, thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we do have lane down in each direction on Gravois at Sappington Road. They're doing signal repairs there. 70, look for some slow traffic between 64 and Manchester, and heavy again around Doherty Ferry. We're looking at westbound 64, starting to build the volume now between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason, and westbound 70. A little bit slow now as you approach the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Centrum Flavor Bursts. Introducing new Centrum Flavor Bursts, the yummy, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you take without food or water. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jim McMillan and John Shea are in the middle of a discussion.
You know, they said this show couldn't get any worse, but I think I've done it. I've come back, and now we're going to reach an all-time low. We have to.
You know, they say practice makes perfect. I think we can make it worse.
Oh, we can. This can be perfectly terrible.
The Inside Out Show, Saturdays from 11 to 1 on the Big 550.
KTRS.
There you go.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-391-9558. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-391-9558. That's 1-800-391-9558.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-606-5611. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-606-5611. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-606-5611. That's 1-800-606-5611.
We've all been there, wanting to call a cab, but not wanting to wait for one. Well, thanks to ABC Checker Cab, that problem is now solved. You see, ABC Checker Cab relies on technology. They have more technology in their cabs than any other cab company combined. What they do is they have GPS in all of their cabs. The dispatcher back at the home office knows where all the cabs are and where they're going and where you are. And through software and through GPS systems, they can dispatch a cab to you faster so you get to where you're going faster. So no longer do you have to wait for that cab. When you call 766-RIDE, that's ABC Checker Cab at 766-RIDE, the cab will get to you faster and you're going to get to where you're going faster. You need a cab? It's as easy as ABC Checker Cab. 766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and save the phone number for the next time you need a cab. It's ABC Checker Cab. 766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
The cane that truly stands alone. The Hurricane is now the fastest selling cane on national TV. Why? Ask our loyal customer, Cindy.
I am an amputee who wears a prosthetic leg. I never dreamt in my wildest dreams I would be walking with a cane. I don't cry anymore because I don't have the ability to walk. I cry now for tears of joy because I can walk. I absolutely love it.
The Hurricane is the all-terrain cane. Sand, gravel, snow, the Hurricane keeps you on the go thanks to its proprietary pivoting head.
Wherever I'm at, in the kitchen, or if I'm even at the mailbox, or anywhere I need to use my hand, I can just set it there. It is tremendous. There was no other cane out there that has done what this cane has done for me.
Get the full Hurricane standalone package for a historic price. And now free shipping and 100% money-back guarantee for a full 60 days. Just go to www.tvcane.com to unlock our best value. That's tvcane.com.
Natural gas is cool.
Cool. Natural gas is used to heat things. It can't be cool.
Natural gas is clean burning, right?
Yeah.
Natural gas is easy to use, safe, and reliable, correct?
Yeah.
Natural gas is non-toxic and not harmful to us, right?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Natural gas is cool.
Learn more advantages of natural gas at mosafegas.com. A message from Mango, Missouri's natural gas operators.
When it comes to managing your diabetes, Bayer's new Contour Next EZ blood glucose meter makes testing easy. You also get exceptional accuracy because it uses the next generation Contour Next test strip for close to lab test results. And all this at the lowest everyday price of all major brands. You can find Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter at your local retail pharmacy. Just ask your pharmacist and upgrade today. Bayer's new Contour Next EZ meter. Ease, accuracy, and savings. Now that's a powerful combination.
Here's what we're going to do, courtesy of American Patriot Beer. American Patriot Beer, every weekend before a football game in this town, pro football game. We're not supposed to mention the name of the team, but you know who it is. They have a tailgate party at the Missouri Athletic Club 3 hours before every home game. American Patriot Beer has also put in my hands 4 tickets to this Saturday's Mizzou game against Vanderbilt at Mizzou. You call me now. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. I will ask you one question. If you can answer that question, you have 4 tickets to the Mizzou game this Saturday. All we ask is that you go to the game and you use these tickets. 4 seats together. Game's at 6 o'clock Saturday for Roe Field. I'm going to ask you a question. It might or might not have to do with American Patriot Beer, which comes in regular and light. Our first call, I assume, is Todd. Let me grab Todd. Hello, Todd.
Well, first of all, I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Can you go to the game Saturday?
Yes, I can. Actually, I was calling about the stomach issues initially.
Well,
I've taken 2 trips to the restroom since you put me on hold.
Well, it does that to you, those discussions. but it all worked out for you because now you got a shot at 4 tickets to the Mizzou game. I'm going to ask you, were you listening yesterday at all?
No, I was not.
Okay. We actually explained to people what a lager was when people say, oh, it's a great, clean-tasting lager. And we said, you know, I don't think most people know what a lager is. I didn't until I went and did a little research with the help of the folks at American Patriot. What is a lager? What does that mean?
Well, lager is a type of beer that's fermented and conditioned in low temperatures.
All right, hang on a minute.
Wait.
Now, hang on a minute. Were you?
You can just fall. I mean, I'm sitting right in front of my computer.
Well, no, we never said that was against the rules.
We never said. In fact, our exact words yesterday were, a lager is a beer that is fermented and conditioned at low temperatures. And if for no other reason, he deserves the tickets for his speed on the computer.
Yes, nicely done, Todd.
Yes.
Wow.
So, Todd, we're going to put these, you know where the station is?
Yes, I do.
We're going to put these tickets in an envelope with your name on them. I want you to hold on and talk to Dan because we need just one piece of information so that somebody doesn't come and pretend to be you to pick them up.
And, now, can I tell my stomach issue
sure.
story, or you need
no.
to move on?
I've got to move on real okay. quickly. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
So I used to do stand-up comedy, and you want to talk about stomach issues, because not only public speaking, but then you're hoping that people will laugh, and then they can immediately give feedback. So.
I'm going to stop you, because I know this is going to go longer than the time I have.
Yeah.
Can you call us back?
I'll try to call back.
Try to call back after Don does a movie report. Congratulations.
Okay.
Hang on.
All right, we got
tickets for you. Let's put him on hold. He's all yours, Dan. There are the tickets. Thanks to American Patriot Beer for the four tickets to the Mizzou game for Todd. You know, he did that so fast. Honest to goodness, I thought he just remembered that we said that.
That
yesterday.
Was funny.
That was super fast. It is a lager. And my problem with a lot of advertising and certainly with beers is they pretty much all kind of say the same thing, you know, clean, crisp taste with a smooth finish. I'm not sure I know what that means, a smooth finish, but I'll tell you what I do know. I took this beer home over two months ago. And I liked it. My wife liked it. I'm never going to be a big beer drinker. I'm never going to drink a 12-pack of beer in an afternoon or even a 6-pack probably in an hour. But if I'm thirsty and the beer is cold and the mug is frosted, I'll drink a good, light, clean, not bitter beer. And that's what this is. Comes in regular, comes in light. One of these days, I'll tell you my story about Van Dyke beer. Years ago when I worked at an ad agency, that agency had handled a beer called Van Dyke beer. Van Dyke beer was introduced in St. Louis about late 60s. I think it lasted about an hour and a half. It was so putrid and so horrible that the joke was that in houses all across St. Louis, there were 5 packs of Van Dyke beer. People drank one beer, and they never touched another
That's
one.
Funny.
There were 5 left in the carton. That is not going to be the case with American Patriot. You are going to be very pleasantly surprised. So I don't care what your habit is, what beer you're in the habit of picking up when you go to the supermarket or the grocery store or whatever. Let's change that habit. You buy 1 6-pack. Or 12-pack, or whatever. And if you don't like it, don't ever buy another one. I'm going to bet this is going to be your new beer. As far as where you can get it at Deerberg, Schnucks, Shop and Save, Quick Trip, Mobile on the Run. If you're somewhere and they don't have American Patriot, just ask for it. Say, when will you have American Patriot beer? Say, everybody else is selling it. You better get on the bandwagon. And it's being sold every day in more and more places. In light, in regular. Great lager, American Patriot beer. AmericanPatriotBeer.com. 4 o'clock, the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.